You may have noticed that Wall Street is at or near all-time highs, which is kind of strange considering the pandemic and the dismal state of the U.S. economy. Today, though, the story is about one of the key measures of the market's performance. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is dumping three companies out of the index, including one that's been on the list the longest. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, and he's been watching this. Robin, good to have you.
Hello, Peter.
First of all, the Dow, a group of the 30 largest companies in the U.S. Who's in? Who's out?
Yes, ExxonMobil, Raytheon, and the pharma giant Pfizer are being shown the door, and being welcomed to the club are Salesforce, Honeywell, and Amgen.
Okay, the question is why is the Dow making these changes? And I hear it has something to do with Apple.
Yeah, I think that's the precipitating event. Apple, which is a Dow component, is splitting its stock. I think it's the most valuable company in the United States. It's splitting it in 4-for-1. And in the arcane methodology of the Dow 30, they're chiefly concerned with a company's stock price. So a company with an outsized stock price has outsized ripple on the Dow index. So now you're seeing movement now that Apple is kind of split into four. And this gives the editors of the Dow an opportunity to reassess and say, who do we want in and who do we want out?
Okay, one of those companies that is out, as we said, ExxonMobil, joined the Dow in 1928. At the time, it was Standard Oil of New Jersey. It's also the longest-running member of the Dow until now. That's got to be a blow to the company's prestige, but what does it say, if anything, about the state of the U.S. economy and where the energy industry stacks up?
Exxon's clout is certainly diminished. It's pulling back from capital projects. It's struggling to pay its dividend. And I think this Dow ejection is indicative of the market telling you that we're closer to the peak of fossil fuel than kind of another high. After all, Tesla, right, which is decidedly non-gasoline, not oil, is now worth more than two Exxons. And Tesla is not yet a Dow component, but you have many out there arguing that it should be.
What about the addition of Salesforce? There are people who say, including Andrew Berry in Barron's, he writes there that the Dow should have added Facebook instead of Salesforce. He says that it's much bigger than Salesforce and it's more profitable. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think there are many critics. I mean, Apple was belatedly added to the Dow. You have other players that for years have been watching these old Rust Belt companies be in there while the economy changes. But I think it's important, Peter, to point out that the S&P 500 index, which weighs 500 components according to their market value, is much more of the benchmark that the investing world pays attention to. But I think having said that, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is more likely to lead the nightly news. It's venerable. It's often quoted. So it's really important as a kind of a club of 30 when you see somebody like Salesforce that was only founded in 1999 added and not yet an Amazon or a Google.
Well, to that point, you know, for people who aren't invested in the market, but even those who are listening to this and say, well, who really cares? Why do we care who's in the Dow and who's out?
It's always enlightening to see how a market indicator as venerable as this contorts to adjust to new eras, right? Salesforce was founded, as I said, in 1999. Exxon's history goes back to Standard Oil's formation in 1870. What about Google? What about Facebook? How about Comcast? How about Starbucks? What other auto players should be in there, should be out of there? Why do we still have a tractor company in there? I think these are ongoing questions and ongoing criticisms. But having said that, it's amazing that this index has existed since 1896.
Robin Farzad, thank you so much.
Thank you.